57 degrees in Buffalo at 6:42. There is a plan to turn a empty coal-fired electric plant in Niagara County into a high-tech data center. But according to Investigative Post's Kate Kay, there are questions about a politically connected developer and some blown timetables that might take the idea and make it seem less like a bargain than first thought.
Two upstate New York towns have a dilemma. Their struggling coal-fired power plants are required by state regulators to close by next year. And now the towns need to replace the jobs and tax revenue generated by those plants. Somerset is located in Niagara County on the shores of Lake Ontario, and Lansing is in the Finger Lakes, southeast of Syracuse. This is a big deal to these towns. In their heyday, the plants employed hundreds of workers. Today, fewer than 100. Property taxes from the plants have plunged from $21.5 million to $3.6 million. More than 40 community and environmental groups have rallied behind what they see as a solution, a proposal to build data centers on the properties. Data centers are large structures that house computer servers. They power cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and video streaming. The two data centers would create 160 full-time jobs. Tompkins County legislator Mike Sigler represents Lansing on Cayuga Lake.
You know, I think we're trying to make lemonade out of lemons. You know, I think people in my town are sad to see the plant close, frankly. And if we can get something so that it's not just a big hulking power plant sitting on the, you know, the side of the lake not doing anything, I think that people will support that.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration appears to agree. State officials are negotiating a subsidy package with the owner of the plants, a subsidiary of global private equity giant, the Blackstone Group, and the firm operating them, Beowulf Energy. Neither state nor company officials will discuss details of those talks, but if the deal in discussion is anything like other data center projects, including one in Lockport, taxpayers could foot much of the bill. State and local governments provided that project, built by Yahoo, with nearly $500 million in tax breaks and other assistance. Today, there are 250 full-time workers in the Lockport complex. The cost in subsidies? $1.9 million per job. And there are noteworthy political ties between Governor Cuomo and the firms proposing these data centers. Senior Blackstone executive William Mulroe was a former top aide to Cuomo and chairman of his campaign committee last election. Plus, Beowulf Energy and its CEO gave $20,000 to Cuomo's election campaigns in 2014 and 2017. John Caney is executive director of Reinvent Albany, which advocates for state government reform.
Mulroe and Blackstone are very politically influential, and Mulroe has a close relationship with the governor. And there's a obvious reason for public concern here, because the public can't know if this is a good deal for taxpayers or not, because there's no independent review of the deal.
Mulroe wouldn't talk with Investigative Post. A spokesperson said he has no involvement in the projects. Another cause for concern? The developers suggest a project they started in Hardin, Montana, is proof they've been successful in converting coal power plants to data centers. And some New York officials have been under the impression that the project is complete. The thing is, it is more than 6 months behind schedule. Here's what Hardin Mayor Joe Purcell said about it.
If they're given the impression that everything is up and going and running great, they're wrong. You know, they're misleading the New York State and the public, because none of that is at any point going yet.
That's not all. The city of Hardin has yet to collect $2.5 million in unpaid taxes from the plant's former owner, the same Blackstone subsidiary involved in the proposed projects here in New York. And that, says Purcell, led to the city's default on bonds issued to pay for the firm's coal plant upgrades. For WBFO News, I'm Kate Kay with Investigative Post.
Support for NPR comes from this station.